Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Umm Salma Ibrahim. As of February 1st, the dollar to naira exchange rate was 2,000 naira at the black market. But as a result of some measures which the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, took, the naira is beginning to appreciate. As of Monday, April 15th, the naira had appreciated to 1,136.04 per dollar from 1,900 in February 2024. But it is saddening that the prices of goods and services in Nigeria, especially food items, have continued to soar despite the gains of the naira against the dollar in the foreign exchange market. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, headline inflation increased to 33.20% in March, while food inflation rose to 40.01%. The implication is that Nigerians continued to pay higher prices for food and other services in March. We hit the streets to find out just how much the average Nigerian is affected by this.
What I just believe, I just think that when we talk about Naira appreciation, right now, there's nothing like Naira appreciation, because we heard it and read it on the paper, like what we call white paper. The dollar dropped from 190, 1,900 to 1,000 naira. But instead of things we bought in naira going down, all of them, they are not even jumping. They are flying. So there's no change yet. We have not seen anything. I'm very sorry, I've not introduced myself. My name is Prince Timi Aderibole. I'm residing in Abuja here. Things that we bought 3 months ago, when dollar was 190, right now, let me use an example of a yam. Yam was about 6,000 naira a per 4 months ago when dollar was 190. But right now, as I'm talking to you now, we were told that dollar is 100 naira, 1,000 per exchange. But right now, if you go to market, you want to buy 5 pieces of yam tube, it's now 9,000 to 10,000 naira. So I don't know who is carrying each other, whether it's dollar change himself to the other side or the naira change himself to the other side. But what they are telling us is only in white paper. We have not seen the changes. Nothing changed yet.
It is still high. The price is still on the high side. So I didn't see anything reduced or anything that has come down. So I'm not sure of that. So my goods, the one I used to sell here is 70,000, like Nigerian rice, 70K. Why foreign rice is 95K?
Actually, price of some goods are reducing, but not all. For instance, Indomie now. The super pack used to be 18,000, we say 18,500, 18,300, but now it has come down to 12,300, 12,500 thereabouts. So that one is okay now. At least people are able to buy before they come and share, because it's too expensive. They can't pay for it. It's not everybody can afford it. So we are sharing for people that cannot afford it. So Indomie has come down very okay. Some goods will not just come down like that, because people have to say the way they put it. You understand? So that is just, so I have to buy new one for me to be able to sell the current price.
You never reduce it. The thing increase more and more every day by day. Like a bag of rice now is 80,000 naira. 80,000. Bag of garri cost well. Even now, where would they buy 100 naira before? Now 100 naira. Apple is 200, 300.
Nothing comes down with the increase. Even pepper said. Pepper don't get 100 naira, pepper now 200. And the 200 said, if you use and do something.
Yes, everywhere people are saying that the price of food items and other day-to-day material we are using, they are reducing prices by 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. So gradually we will see changes and deflation will come, because people have suffered inflation a lot. So we hope relief to come as easy as possible.
Naira is affecting the price of food in the market because of the increasing of dollars. So we are I see no why dollars is high every day, because we are not using dollars in this country. We are using naira, and dollar is affecting this country for the food, for the price of food item. So for that reason, I see no why, and dollars is for exporter, why naira is for people inside Nigeria. So that is it.
Okay. Have you seen any decrease in the prices of food items in your area? Have the prices of food items reduced?
It's not reduced at all. Even gari is increasing. Every even common gari, where we are buying 300 per mudu before, is now 800, 1,000 naira, which is affecting this country very well.
Well, my name is Kenneth Namane. Yes, I have to say that it really affect the food item well now, because something where they buy like before 700 is up to like 1,200 in the market. So it really affect the food of the market well.
It is evident that Nigerian consumers continue to face escalating costs without a corresponding decrease in prices of goods and commodities. The federal government, through its agency, the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, FCCPC, has vowed to take stringent regulatory measures against traders unfairly inflating prices of goods and commodities. Although the FCCPC cannot directly regulate prices, the Commission can only utilize its existing legal framework to enforce fair competition and consumer protection provisions, which include monitoring and investigating unusual price hikes, addressing complaints filed by consumers, and taking action against any business found to be engaging in anti-competitive practices, such as price fixing, price gouging, or cartel formation. We spoke with an economic analyst who elaborates on the implications of the naira appreciating against the US dollar on prices of commodities.
My name is Wachibo, economist and financial analyst.
Okay.
Well, there are two perspectives, or there are two ways to look at it. First scenario is possibly the inventories and stocks that most of these traders have, they relatively bought those items, or their output cost or input was higher when the dollar was selling, or naira and exchange rate was around 1.4, 1.5 or 1.6. Have in mind that most of these items are all imported items. And within February, January, March, dollar was exchanging within the rate of 1,005, 1.6, or the other part. And I'm sure that the goods they have probably are within the stock, or the goods they have stock are within those range of landing costs. Now, the second way to look at it also is possibly most of these traders or retailers are greedy. Actually greedy in the sense that they might have, you know, restocked with the new exchange rate, which I doubt in the last 3 weeks, if possibly you could have restocked or imported items, you know, finished goods from the factory getting to the retailers within these 2-3 weeks. So possibly it is the greedy nature of these very retailers that is fueling, or that still makes most of these very products remain at the ticks despite a very fantastic regain or recovery of the naira in the past few weeks.
Hey, looking at what you just said now, is there any right thing authorities could do to ensure that all these things could come in place, or some of these goods we have in Nigeria? Because we realized that some time ago, the government actually bring an idea of patronizing locally made goods. So now, if you are to look at it, is there any way authorities could work on all these things to ensure that the prices of all these goods we have in the market are being reshuffled or reconsidered in such a way that it could favor the even an ordinary man?
Okay. Yes, but there could be some administrative directives or a sort of circulars that could also help to reduce these prices, having in mind that Nigeria is a regulated market in as much as we are a capitalist. It still has some level of regulations around prices and the rest of them. So there could be possibly some administrative measures from the Consumer Protection Council or any other agency of government that has such authorities to call to order most of these very captains of industries or retailers. You can also come from the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, liaising and dialoguing with these captains of industry. But most importantly, is to appeal to the moral consciousness of our captains of industry, the distributors, and the retailer. This is the time for patriotism. Consider the plight of Nigerians. You have made a lot of profit. You have made a lot of gains. This is the time to reflect on your moral ground and see how you can, you know, alleviate the sufferings of Nigerians. That is my call to them, and that is the only way to go about it. Yes, administrative measures may come, but it will take time before it trickles down. But the one that will happen and will have effect on these prices is their moral, questioning their morality and calling up on them to be patriots at this time, to say that they reflect the what has happened in the exchange market in the pricing of their goods and services to Nigerians.
All right, sir. Thank you. Talking about the price of goods, in a nutshell, sir, what are traders not really getting right when it comes to incrementing price of goods? For example, if there's to sell a particular goods for 1,000 naira today, and tomorrow, let's just assume the dollar appreciates more than the naira tomorrow. So they increase the goods easily. And when the naira appreciates more than dollar now, some of these ordinary man were expecting the goods to go back to the normal price, or at least it should reduce more than what we are seeing now. So what are things that all these traders are not getting right? If you ask them, they'll tell you we still have old stock. But when they have old stock, they increase the prices immediately. So what are they not really getting right that is affecting?
Well, what they are not getting right here is their moral standard, the ethics of the business they are doing. So that's where they are not actually getting it right. And that's why the call is to their consciousness, their moral values, to see how they can balance it. So they should balance their moral consciousness, their moral ethics, or the business ethics they are into. Their moral standard is at question at this time. So that's why I say sometimes it's greediness and sometimes it's the non-regulation or a free market with practice where you see these very businessmen exploiting Nigerians. So it's a question of balancing their moral grounds or balancing their moral.
That was Mr. Stephen Nwachukwu analyzing the effects of naira appreciation on prices of food and commodities. You're listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode of the program, we were looking at the prices of commodities and how the dollar depreciation and naira appreciation has affected the prices of commodities in the market. To gain a deeper understanding, Nigeria Daily spoke with a local food dealer, Alhaji Suleiman Tuno, to hear his perspectives on the challenges they face in bringing affordable food to consumers.
We already discussed here in our area, we discussed with our district head. He was telling us that, and he called us at a meeting. He wanted us to get the money. So we say, here we are not the one that produce the goods. We just buy the goods from other people. When we go meet them, they will reduce the money for us. They just say that the price is that price. So as a marketer, when I buy from someone, I want to put my forfeit before I sell it. So our dealers, the problem is just from our dealers.
And that concludes today's episode of Nigeria Daily. We peeled back the layers of the paradox surrounding naira appreciation and rising food prices, getting insight from consumers, an expert, and also a food dealer. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Umu Salma Ibrahim. Bye for now.